You're listening to Brighton Nights with me, Boogaloo Stu, here on Brighton's Juice 107.2. And with me now, here in the studio this fine Tuesday evening, I have my next guest, Ana Duenas-Leon, who is performing at the Rope Tackle Centre on Sunday the 10th of May with the show which is called Flamenco Blues. Welcome to the show, Ana.
Thank you so much, Stu. Lovely to be here.
Now, I happen to know, Ana, that the show is very close to being sold out already.
It is. I think it's really captured the imagination of Brighton people. It's never really been done before, this kind of show. And so it's quite daring. But I think Brighton people, everyone's so eclectic. And I think Brightonians are very open. They're open and interested for new things. And certainly Flamenco Blues is a very new show, definitely.
Okay. So you mentioned that it's quite different. Can you tell us a bit about it? What makes it stand out?
It is a flamenco show. Obviously, Tormenta Flamenca is my company, and we are a flamenco company. However, I would say that blues is featuring as like an honoured guest within the show. So, for example, one piece is a Nina Simone song, which I've transposed to a flamenco compás, a flamenco rhythm, and we're dancing flamenco to it. And then there's another piece, Solea por Bluesería, which is a very flamenco song and dance, but we've got fantastic, at one point I'm doing footwork over a blues piano riff, and then we've got lyrics in flamenco lyrics, and then we've got real blues lyrics which we've got in Spanish and English. So it's really, I'm finding the connections between blues and flamenco, and even though they're very different genres, I'm always interested in finding connections. And so I think blues and flamenco, they come from a similar emotional place. In flamenco, we start with an ay, 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 ay. It's like a lament. And blues, in a similar way, often will start with a sort of a moan. And so emotionally, I think they come from very similar places. So it's been really interesting finding these connecting points.
Mm. And I suppose flamenco, it's very passionate music. It's very, I mean, people perceive it to be, you know, Spanish, obviously.
Absolutely.
A lot of colourful costume.
Absolutely.
Involved.
Yes.
And quite often a sort of tempestuous relationship between a man and a woman.
Yes,
that's,
definitely.
That's a storytelling element.
It is.
Behind it, I suppose.
There is. And I think, again, with parallels with blues, it's flamenco and blues are very emotionally driven. So I was watching a program on dance the other day, and they were talking about contemporary dance being ideas driven. I don't know whether that's the case, but flamenco is very emotionally driven. So we have different dances that express different emotions. So we have baile chico, baile intermedio, baile hondo. So we've got light dances, which are more frivolous. We've got sort of intermediate dances, which have elements of depth. And then you have hondo, deep or grande dances, which are very profound, which could be about grief or loneliness or much more sort of desperate themes. So it's definitely, they're very emotionally driven and so, of course, very passionate, because when we tap into our deepest emotions, we are all emotional, passionate people.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever our jobs, whatever we do, we all have those same emotions and passions within us.
Yeah. And are you performing with a live band then?
Yes. So my company, there's a company of six. We have four musicians. We have a keyboard player, a brilliant percussionist, Demi, a flamenco guitarist and a flamenco singer. And then myself and the male dancer.
Okay. Well, I think we should listen to some music now from the show. You brought along a track. This is called Solea por Bluesería.
Olé.
Thank you.
hay quien que me entienda, que me deje amparo. Sometimes I feel like a stranger in the land I was born. Sometimes I feel like a stranger in the land I was born. Even my mama and my father can't help me when I feel so alone. Even my mama and my father can't help me when I feel so alone.
That is Soleil por Blueseria from the show Flamenco Dance, which is on at the Rope Tackle on Sunday the 10th of May. And with me now, the main performer and artistic director of Tormenta Flamenca, Ana Duenas León.
Lovely to be here.
So tell us about that song. Your brother wrote that song,
That's right. Jose is my brother. He composes for television, and he's written songs for The Glades, Ugly Betty, and different television series. But he's also a flamenco guitarist that I've worked with. We have our own flamenco company. And he's got a great understanding of blues and jazz and flamenco. And so I wanted something really, the opening piece, to encapsulate the whole show. So Soleil por Blueseria is, Soleil is a very flamenco dance piece of music, and obviously, but we've put some blues in it, so he's written some lyrics, some original lyrics and some music for this, so this is his José León composition.
Lovely, fantastic. And you mentioned earlier that it's just you and a male dancer.
That's
on
it,
stage.
And musicians.
I assume, do you tell a story during the
well,
performance?
Well, it's really interesting, flamenco, I would say, perhaps more than telling a story, it's about conveying an emotion. And a lot of people think, oh, I don't understand Spanish, or I couldn't understand flamenco. And I always say, you will feel it if we are communicating what we should be communicating. So I get lost in my dances in as much as I'm feeling so much emotion, and I want to project that to the audience. I want them to come with me. It's the audience is very much part of the whole piece, in as much as it's not like when you go to a theatrical concert and people clap politely after each piece. I want people to engage in the emotion of it as I'm performing, and I think it's regardless of whether they understand Spanish or you will feel it, the emotion. That's one of the things about flamenco, and I think blues as well, is that it's just emotionally driven, as I said before, and so people will feel it. They will feel that I might be dancing and representing grief in a dance, or complete humour and frivolity, or seduction and sensuality. And I think if us as performers, musically and with choreographically, with what I've choreographed and what we perform, if we're doing our job right and we're lost in the moment, then the audience will be. And so far, we've had fantastic responses from all our flamenco shows, but I'm expecting a good, I think particularly from Brighton, I think people know how to appreciate flamenco, and I am expecting a raucous crowd.
Brilliant.
Great.
Excellent. And are there traditional flamenco costumes in the show, or is
I've got a very modern flamenco style, so you won't see polka dots on me. So I have all my dresses handmade in Spain, and so they're what I call, I see us as a modern flamenco company, and so my costumes represent that. It's modern flamenco style rather than el antiguo, the old-fashioned sort of more touristy look,
okay,
I guess, say.
Yeah. Mm. And as we mentioned at the start of the show, there's just a handful of tickets left for the Rope Turtle show, isn't
there? Yeah, I'm really delighted to say, again, I think this show has really captured the imagination of Brighton, and when I last checked, there was only about 15 tickets left, but because it's been so well received, I'm actually going to be bringing the show back to the Dome Theatre, the Dome Studio Theatre, on the 12th of September. So if people really can't get tickets for the Brighton Fringe show, don't despair. We will be coming back to Brighton in September.
Okay, fantastic. And is there anything else happening that people should know about? I mean, how can people find out more about your classes?
Well, you can go to the website. I've got a few websites, but for classes and anything really to do with flamenco, flamencodance.co.uk is a website which will have all my shows up. It has tutorial downloads. It's got about classes, anything people want to know about flamenco.
Okay, fantastic. Anna, thanks so much for coming in, and I hope the show goes swimmingly at
Muchísimas gracias.